The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Well, we made it to Friday.
Yay!
A little bit too much energy.
I know, but hey, that's what we're supposed to be, right? I guess it's early in the morning. Sweating to the oldies here.
Hot.
In the studio.
The day before the 50th, think about that, the 50th anniversary of the game. Of the century, Nebraska-Oklahoma. So yesterday on Big Ten Network, they were replaying the 2001 game where Oklahoma was here, and it's the famous one where Eric Crouch tossed it off to a guy,
okay,
and then he went out as an eligible receiver.
And they caught it.
That was amazing. And so, remember, he won the Heisman that year. Like, you watch this, and you can't believe the history. Like, in 2001, he won the Heisman.
I'm going in positive, of course, this weekend. I'm not sure if I like all the, you know, the locals and the news stations giving their prediction that we're going to lose on every channel. I don't think I saw one person going, you know, we might take them. We might, you know, play right. It's really, really predictions of us losing. So it's a big game, and anyone can lose. It's anybody's day on game day, that's for sure.
You guys, have you guys been reflecting like it was the anniversary also of 9/11?
Yeah.
And I've been guiltily reflecting that other than 9/11 was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my dad that year.
Yes.
But otherwise, it was a great year.
Yeah.
Those are just... Like, I was at that Nebraska Rice game where they talked about the tunnel walk.
Yeah.
You know, like 10 days after 9/11, I was like, I was there having a blast. I was at the Nebraska-Oklahoma game when Crouch caught the ball.
See, that's what I need
like,
to
I was
do.
Having a hell of a year.
I need to look at that right now because I just mentioned to Wylene yesterday, I'm like, I've been having a bad couple of years with everything around me. I need to look at the positive.
She's like, well, we got married.
Exactly.
Is that one of the things?
Yeah.
That- Careful how bad you play, paint the picture.
Oh, gosh. All right, we got news coming up next. What's up, Molly?
Well, so Microsoft might have solved the problem about forgetting your password. Not needing one to begin with. Play about it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
This is what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Microsoft announced this week that they're going to be rolling out passwordless software for their private users. So I guess company-wide, they've already had this, but it's going to allow a lot of popular services like Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft OneDrive in the coming weeks to be passwordless accounts.
How much do the IT guys love this idea? Because
oh,
I'm sure
got
90% of their questions the IT guy gets is still half of us being like, I'm locked out. You have to put in a tech ticket, and then the guy comes over. He's like, what's the deal? What's going on? Is it acting weird? And I'm like, I'm locked out. Sorry.
I don't know your password.
I've tried all my passwords. Doctors says.
And he sees them written down on your calendar with a line through them. No, it's not that one. I'm pretty sure. Like, there's a line through it.
I have so many different passwords. I'm slowly trying to make it into one, every single one of them. But then once one changes because they force it, then I'm starting all over again.
It's a cascading effect.
Yes, absolutely.
You gotta go around.
So we really don't need to know the details of how this thing would work. It's just tell us when it works.
Basically, instead of passwords,
like
they'll
else.
Let users sign in with other things. Like whether it's like, oh, okay, they'll text you login, which we've kind of already got with our system. You know, like you go to sign in and they're like, we don't recognize this. Like, we're going to text you this 6 number. I mean, it's probably easier than having to remember. Even facial recognition or a fingerprint could be something that you
people
use.
People are going the other direction away from being techie. I mean, we're getting, you know, more dumb by the day.
Yes. Mm. They make us dumb.
Like, I'm not trying to pick on you, but yesterday I saw Party use a banana as a post-it note.
That's not
I don't
fair.
Think anyone on earth has ever seen that. We're a new building. We don't have enough paper around.
We don't have anything around here.
And I look over and Party writes down a cart number for a commercial with a Sharpie on a banana.
Ingenious.
Well, the thing is, I was going to write it on my apple, but I realized, well, I'm going to eat the skin on the apple.
Sure.
So one of the tech,
you're using your head.
One of these engineers in here said, well, don't, you know, be careful because when that thing turns brown, you'll lose that number.
You're buddy.
There's an engineer.
That's an engineer thinking.
That's how he thinks.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to come bug me about what this number is, and I don't want to have to tell you.
They're like, do you know your password? Party goes, I ate it.
You ate the peel?
It's the modern day, the dog ate my homework. Yeah. Where's your password? I ate it.
Can you believe that? It was kind of weird writing on the side of a banana with a Sharpie. And Bounce is like, why don't you write on your hand? I'm like, it's a permanent marker. Why would I write that on my hand? But then I'm like,
God looked down and was crying. He's watching three dumb people. Why is it right in the hand?
All I had to do it suddenly becomes the scene from Zoolander where the files are in the computer and they're trying to figure it out.
Sure.
Inside. We need more fruit is what we need.
I agree.
Honestly. Or Post-its. Whichever.
Yeah.
Whatever's easiest for them to get in. There's a social media challenge that the Omaha Public Schools, Millard Public Schools, Bellevue, they're all warning parents. Talk to your kids. Tell them not to steal. I guess this latest TikTok deal is called Devious Licks, and it's all about locally, like, students are stealing things from school.
Yeah, like
school.
Toilet seats and soap dispensers. Toilet seat would be hard to hide.
I think so, and not that easy to get off.
Putting them in their backpacks, and then they do, like, this, like, unboxing, you know, and that's what they post. Like, look what I got. Hand dryers, a fire extinguisher. Please don't take a fire. Like, we need those. What if there's a fire?
But what are they doing? So has anyone been charged with, you know, theft?
No, I think right now they're just, like, local officials are, like, talk to your kids. I mean, I think if they actually caught them doing this, there could be charges. I mean, suspension or what have you. I doubt they'll be like, we're going to take you to court for that soap dispenser.
I think how dumb it is. You steal something and then you go post it on TikTok. Actual proof of...
Of theft. Of crime.
I mean, have you ever talked to cops anymore, investigators? They're like, we don't even need to leave our desk half the time. They just get on Facebook
and it's right there.
Socials and watch people post their crimes.
Jeff, it's just a follow-up to the fact that, like you said, everyone's getting stupider. Who needs to do legwork when you're writing on a banana and posting it online?
It worked.
I bet it did. That's actually ingenious. Tomorrow, Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry back on. It's been 11 years since the Huskers faced off against the Sooners. The 11 a.m. kickoff at Oklahoma Memorial Stadium.
It's been 11 years?
50th. Yeah, that's what they said.
Wow, I was at that last game then.
The 50th anniversary of what they call the game of the century. That was the Lyle Brimser man, woman, and child. Johnny the Jet Rogers just put him in the aisles.
What if this is the Trump's the game of the century and this becomes the game of the century?
I mean, imagine if you're the announcer. Like, do you have your line ready for when you see a big game like that? I mean, that's the famous call.
Yes, it is.
Man, woman, and child. Johnny the Jet Rogers just put him in the aisles.
Wow. All right. So when's kickoff? 11 o'clock?
11 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Seems like announcers don't get that nutty anymore.
They don't, Jeff.
To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 35, to the 30.
I know.
You know
why
they
not?
Lose their mind.
You would listen to losses, I guess, more so. But, yeah, well, maybe they're not fans.
Here's how we'll know when the program's getting better. When we get better broadcasting coverage. Like, I watched that replay of the 2001 on BTN where Frost catches the ball and it's Brent Musburger. We used to get the A team.
Yes. Used to.
Last week, the play-by-play guy was like, I've never done anything other than a Rutgers game. He said that.
He's basically the AV guy.
And then Dave and Benning was on. You know, he did a good job. He's local. He's great.
Damon's great, but that's where you get the out-of-towners. Got to get local Damon. He'd be like, tell me who these guys are, because I have no idea.
Exactly, and that's how it sounded, you know. So, all right, 11 o'clock, go Huskers.
Tom Brady says he could play in the NFL until he's 50. Now, he'd previously said he's currently 44, okay? And he had said when he turns 45 that would be, you know, possibly when he'd be wrapping things up. I guess he's feeling pretty confident.
Barring injury.
You don't
want to tempt the fates. But yeah, he looks like it. He looks
young.
Looks timeless in terms of how he executes the game and his brain and his eyes. He's getting faster.
Yeah, and all he has to do is literally just step back and pass. So at 50, why not? I don't know why you're aged out anyway.
I think, yeah, just go on performance, right? I mean, just follow like how you feel as opposed to... But I guess that's the thing. It just takes so much out of you. It probably is so hard on the system to think about like doing that for
they
decades.
Say he trains like a golfer. So we take for granted that professional golfers go hit balls nonstop. Sometimes you'll see a guy win the Masters and then they go right to the driving range and hit
Start
balls.
Start hitting balls again.
That he does that. He throws passes away from the game.
That's like how you become a professional.
He practices his throw all the time.
Those guys are able to throw those balls. Balls.
Go on.
Yes.
They're able to throw those balls
in little tiny holes. It's amazing.
You should do play-by-play for a Husker game.
Yeah, I've never done anything other than a Rutgers game, but I'll tell you what, those guys can throw balls in the tiny little holes. Damon watches do the whole rest of the game.
Broke-ass visions here.
All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome to the Big Party Morning Show. I got into that Hulu. Why?
It's like the end of the world series.
That's
Everybody
crazy.
Dies who has a Y chromosome.
We got through two episodes. I think we have maybe a couple more.
And is it good?
Yeah, dude, it's great. It's weird because they had these four guys that were breaking into pharmacies and grabbing vials of stuff. And it was for... that's when you quickly realize that they're... trans, I guess you would say, right? But I thought they were guys. I'm like, how did they survive? All the other men are dead. But it is interesting when you put it down on what happens after that and how you have to rebuild and all that stuff. So, anyway,
that's
my
not
name.
A very good synopsis. Tell us what the plot is.
You know, I thought you saw it. It's for some reason all the men die. And the animals. I saw a lot of animals dying too.
Anything with a Y chromosome.
Yes, Y chromosome, they die. And then
we have men have a X chromosome. We get one X and one Y, while females have two X chromosomes traditionally. Uh-huh. Now, there have always been breakouts and some people carry.
Okay.
And those were traditionally kind of what we considered trans.
Yeah.
You know, you had held two. So the premise, it's just a sci-fi. The premise of this thing is that anything with a Y chromosome falls dead, I believe.
Dead and just bleeds out.
So it's basically a lot of ladies standing around. And then if there's a guy standing, they're like, I didn't know you were trans. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I said, I didn't know at all.
A lot of people didn't know. You didn't know you carried the chromosome.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a good watch.
I thought the other deal was the division of labor, that they were talking about the fact that in the current state that there's a lot of industries that are so predominantly run by men.
Sure.
That they're breaking out that problem. That now, you know, it's like the female president. They're like, okay, does anybody know how to work a water treatment plant?
Well, Jeff, you're watching planes go down. Helicopters go down, things like that, industries like that, or majority men, I think, pilots or whatever the case is, just little things like that. Now, I guess that's not little, but just things like that.
So now when I get on a plane, I'm going to look up in the cockpit and hope it's a lady.
Yes.
Woo! I feel safe.
Is it good?
It's good. It's good.
Do they do the end of the world stuff well?
I'm only into the second. I think there's four episodes. But it is, it's good. I mean, now you have a bunch of ladies fighting with each other because no one knows what to do next, really. And I think it would be the same way regardless of all the women.
Right. I mean, I think it's just half the population just died and we're all like left wondering and scrambling. I don't think that anybody's going to not be a little on edge in that moment.
Yeah, no one knows how to.
What if all the ladies died in one moment? The guys would like kind of celebrate for a little bit, would go to like Buffalo Wings and we wouldn't have to, we could stay out late. But then it would be sad within a week.
Within a week?
Within a week?
I'm saying a long weekend week. Like a 6-day weekend.
No, you already, no.
Because what would we do? We'd be like, we got to go home. And then we're like, we don't have to go home. We don't have wives or girlfriends anymore.
Yay!
And then we'd be sad. Then we'd be sad.
Eventually, we'd be really sad. Well, if you really like that person, you'd be sad, right?
Well, I hope so. That's your wife or husband.
I'm kidding.
Otherwise, you're like, this is the answer to all of my prayers.
It's a good watch. It really is.
It's tough to come up with a fresh premise on an end of the world series because we've done so much zombies. The other one you guys should watch is on Netflix. I thought that Black Summer is so good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, even Steven Spielberg gave it his stamp of approval. Black Summer
as well.
Go down the rabbit hole of some dark end of the world stuff.
You bet. All right, 938-9400. That's in. We got celebrity news coming up next. The lovely Molly.
Ed Sheeran announced that he is getting back on tour. Tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. 938-9400, that's in. All right, celebrity news, Molly, what's up?
Ed Sheeran's going to be hitting the road, his Mathematics tour. It's his new album that's going to be dropping in October, and now comes word that he is going to be touring. Now, initially, it's just like the UK, Ireland, Europe, Scandinavia, but the talk is United States will be later. It's just, you know, COVID right now, travel between the continent and here in the U.S. is a little iffy, but it looks like he's ready to get back live on stage. I bet he'll be traveling with his wife and their new little baby, but he's got that new album Equal coming out later this year.
So when is it kicking off? April?
Yes, April in Cork, Ireland. It's going to do a little Ireland sweep. And then the UK, and then Central Europe, Scandinavia.
How cool would that to be. I mean, you only live once. Yes, if you really love Ed, go see him.
In Ireland.
Take a couple of weeks off and
follow him around.
Europe and go to two or three shows. Wouldn't that be money?
Yes. I hear his concert's fantastic, too. One-man band does it all.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. The Jeopardy hosts are no longer going to be guests for right now. Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings are going to be the two that they switch off between through the end of the year. They're done inviting, like, surprise, like, here's Big Party. He's going to be doing a week.
Right.
After they're trying
to end the controversial stuff. Right. Whoever thought this would be so complicated?
I know. Just get a host.
I mean, Alex Trebek should have named, he should have picked his replacer.
His successor.
He knew there was going to be blood on the floor.
So first up is Mayim. She's going to be hosting starting Monday through like the beginning of November. And then tap, Ken Jennings comes in for a little bit. It's just who knew that this was going to be, like you said, such a thing. Lil Nas X, his first full-length studio album is out. Montero, he's been dropping singles, but finally the full album, 15 tracks. And it's got a lot of cool guest appearances. Miley Cyrus, Doja Cat, Elton John, Megan Thee Stallion.
All right, here's a little bit of Lost in the Citadel. So I hit you like what you're getting into.
That's weird, man.
I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Lil Nas X.
I'm surprised 100%. All right, and this is right here. Am I dreaming? Every song, every dream filled with hell from beyond. As I'm sinking, I relive the story.
Every try.
I like that one as well.
Me too.
I'm a fan.
Who knew?
Yeah, that's sounds this like he's Lost in the Citadel. It was fantastic. So I hit you like what you're getting into. Maybe that's what we need.
It reminds me a little bit of like Kid Leroy meets Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes.
Like speed-wise, like the way the song goes. I like it.
All right.
So we got new movies in theaters this weekend. The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Everybody's been raving about this. There's Oscar buzz around Jessica Chastain's performance of the fallen evangelical, wife of the evangelical leader. So Tammy Faye Baker, Jim Baker.
Jim and Tammy Faye, and they were evangelists. A lot of people might not know the story, but they were like in the 80s, they'd go on TV and be like, give me your money.
Would give it
but
to them.
But they were like a variety show. Like, mm-hmm.
Yes, sang, dance.
The real thing was such a parody of itself. It's hard to recreate because it's amazing. She would cry and all of her makeup would come off like she looked like a wedding cake melting.
Yes.
Under the Klieg lights. She'd be crying, just crying.
Just for $5 more, though you can get your 17th fur. Okay, Tammy.
Yeah.
And then he was cheating on her and they were embezzling money and it looks good.
Tammy Faye.
And then makeup. Streaming, you've got a morning show back on Apple TV. Jennifer Aniston and Renee Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon. I'm thinking of Renee Zellweger. Reese Witherspoon. They're back for season 2. And there's a new show on Netflix called Chicago Aunt. It's illustrated and it's all about crazy Chicago woman.
Okay. All right. Plenty of stuff to watch, right? 938-94. That's in the show. We got what's trending coming up next.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. Here's what's trending
on the Big Party Morning Show.
Today, Corporal Dagan Page will be laid to rest. He was a Marine among the 13 U.S. service members killed in a terrorist bombing in Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. Last night was the public memorial. Today is private. It's just for family and friends. His funeral is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. at St. Paul's. Because of the limited space at the cemetery, the family is asking the public to pay respects along the closed processional route from the church to the cemetery, Millard Avenue, South 144th Street.
I think it'd be cool if people name their child Dagan. I think it's a cool female name, too.
Jeff, I'm with you. Whenever
I
hear
a beautiful name for a female, Dagan, I think it's awesome for a boy.
Oh, I think it's gorgeous.
Yes, I love that name. Like, when we joke around and call you Jeff Dagan, jokingly. But, yeah, I've always liked it.
Dagan, Dagan?
Yeah.
I'm always a Dagan or a Deegan. There's a neat story on in the paper today, too, about a 15-year-old who held the flag yesterday for 3 hours during his visitation. It's a 15-year-old, and he's already saying, I'm going to sign up.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's going to serve the country and the military, motivated by Dagan Page.
Dude, they're on the coverage in the news. They talked to a couple kids that showed up with their parents, and, they didn't know him and paid their respect. And very emotional. Very emotional.
Yes. So today, it's 10 a.m., and that is the services will be streamed online, like the World Herald and like local news stations. They're all going to be having it for people that want to, watch. Traffic deaths in Nebraska are down. They're at a 5-year low. The Nebraska Department of Transportation put out the numbers, and they haven't seen anything like this since 2017. So I guess people are being safer out there.
Do you think it's because we weren't driving last year because of COVID?
Yes, it has to be. Has to be.
Yeah, for it to be a 5-year low like that, because when you get out there, people do not understand. Do you guys not understand the zipper merge?
Nope. Nobody knows how to drive in this.
I don't understand why the zipper merge is like such a hard concept. Like, I'm not trying to cut you off. It's my turn to merge into the lane.
I feel like that's a sign of societal collapse. Like, all right, so we fight about everything as a society. And that's what I see in the driving. It's no one will let you in because it's a fight. I call it anger driving.
It's aggressive. Yeah.
And you see the one random guy who, like, that's his one thing to do today to express his anger.
Mine.
Is to go as fast as he can and rip through traffic and scare everybody.
Yeah. I don't think he thinks he's scaring everybody. I don't know what their intentions are. I'm like, are you late? I'm taking
the
interstate.
It's always a car that looks like the car is so crappy. You're like, you're not late for anything other than a meth appointment.
The big thing lately
and
that I've
wait
been
for
seeing.
You, sir. The meth guy will wait.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Molly. What are you saying?
No, the big thing lately that's been driving me crazy is I've come up to lights and people will pull into the right turn lane only to cut in front of the first car that's going straight.
Okay.
Have you seen that where it's like, oh, you're going to turn right. So there's that lane over there for you. And they're like, no, I just don't want to wait with all you suckers. Right. I'm going to go ahead and gun it once it turns green and cut up. I saw a guy do that through 3 different lights. I had
you
children
want a honk.
In the car. I had children in the car.
But you're a honker.
I am a honker, but I also live in Chicago.
Yeah.
I am not, it's a honking city, you know?
I don't like to honk.
You take it personal.
No, yeah, well, I don't mind if they honk me, if as long as it's like a reminder, but Hank laying on it, it's always an old lady holding it down, and then
I don't lay on
mad.
It. Would no, be it's like a bump, bump.
Be better drivers if we used it effectively to, you're just notifying someone you're there.
That's it. Yeah. That's all you're doing.
And kind of going, hey, the light's green.
Yeah.
Like, people will take that personal. If they're on their phone and you're behind them and the light turns green and they're waiting and you can see their head down and you go honk, they'll look up in the rear view like what
you're
the
jerk.
What yeah, the
I know. I know. I don't get it.
You're then like, you're not finger. Supposed to text and drive. I'm helping you out. Everybody be cool out there. Tomorrow, Nebraska, Oklahoma. It's been 11 years since we've had this rivalry. We are on their turf, though. So 11 a.m. kickoff from Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Go, Huskers!
Yeah.
Go, Big Red!
Second full day of the first civilian space crew out in there. They're doing fine. I guess they finally got to... SpaceX,
the people that flew got launched out there that are cruising around the Earth. Yeah.
Is there live coverage 24/7? You can look inside the spaceship.
Probably.
I haven't even looked.
I think that you can like stream it. I mean, with all everything going on, they got to talk to Elon Musk, you know, the CEO, and it was answering all sorts of questions and things like that. But they've got one more day, more than 100 miles higher than the International Space Station, so they're really out there. They're orbiting the Earth every 90 minutes.
Probably smells like a gym locker in there.
Already, yeah. Like, stop farting, Steve.
The photo of the person hanging out in the moon door looks incredible. Look at this party. Look at him.
I haven't even seen. Oh, my God. Look at that.
They're like upside down, but, you know, you're not. There's no gravity. So that's the other thing you get used to. Up is down. Down is up.
3 days. 3 days.
Are those first few steps in gravity going to be weird? Like, do you get that? You know how sometimes when you get off a ride, like, if you've been riding something, you're like, whoa. You
gotta, I'm sure.
Like, get
I'm
your
sure.
bearings. Like, huh.
They look so happy.
Maybe that's all what we need.
Space.
Not that we're not happy. But, yeah, they do look happy.
They get to see the world from a whole angle that,
that's
like,
what they say,
no one will ever see, really.
You get up there, and it instantly turns you into a hippie.
Sure.
Then you start crying, and you're like, oh, my God, God has to exist.
Save everything.
Wouldn't everything else be boring when you get back?
The guys that went to the moon said that the moon was neat, but when they looked back at the Earth, they were like, that's badass. I want to go to there. Like, we're on the best rock.
Yeah, yes.
The most beautiful.
Very pretty. And the largest cruise ship in the world is going to be launching to cruise around this big rock, Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. Their new ship is launching from Fort Lauderdale, Florida in March of next year, and it is the biggest.
Really, it's bigger. And we've seen the biggest ones when we were in Jamaica and Cozumel. They're always parked. So this
yes.
is bigger than
this is
those?
Bigger than that.
What's it called again?
It's called Wonder of the Seas. It's their fifth Oasis class ship. It's Royal Caribbean, but this one will be able to accommodate 6,800 passengers. It's got a 10-deck high zip line, brand new. Like, it's basically like neighborhoods. Like, you're on a floating city. There are 8 neighborhoods to explore, and it's unstinking believable. Like, you look at this thing and you're like, how does it float?
Did you say unsinking believable?
Unstinking believable. I hope not unsinking. I hope unsinking.
Look at this thing.
As well.
This thing. It's stupid. It's so big.
Wow.
I think you'd be winded walking from one end to the next.
I wouldn't.
Like, I got my steps. I'm good.
I told you, I turned on the opportunity to work on a cruise ship. I probably wouldn't be here doing radio.
What would you be doing?
My uncle was a purser.
What is that?
For Norwegian Cruise Lines, they're basically the guy
Money
that
guys.
Buys everything.
Okay, all right.
And he had a powerful position, and he was like, I can get you a job. Wow. And I was a coward.
Oh, really?
I was like, I can't do that. He was like, I'll hire you as a DJ on a boat. And I was like, well, I'm a radio DJ. He's like, right, so you qualify. And I'm like,
I've got legit skills. I'm an artist.
Radio DJs don't have any skills. Right?
Speak for yourself, young man. No, you're right. Yeah,
could you get up on the dance floor at night and be spinning on the ones and twos?
Jeff, I get asked to do weddings sometimes. I'm like, nah, don't know how to do that. But you're a radio
so
guy.
So he was like, you would do DJs in the dance club. You'd be a DJ. He's like, and then they'll give you a secondary job where like you're a waiter or a bartender.
Yes.
But he's like, once you get on the boat, I was going to be on the boat for half a year. And it was going to go to the Olympics for that year. He's like,
cool.
You'll go to the Olympics. And I said no.
Why did you say no?
No, it's not a bad decision.
Wow, if you've been on a cruise ship and worked it, give us a call. I want to hear from you. Anyone who's worked on a cruise
is
ship.
Is it awesome? I bet you when you're young, it's incredible.
Yeah, what an opportunity. All right, 938-9400. That's what we'll take, that call right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good
morning.
It's
like we're in a club. Welcome to the Diamond Room.
Right this way, sir. Your table's waiting.
Do we have any anniversaries or birthdays we're celebrating tonight?
All right, we got Jennifer right here. Jennifer, thanks for calling. How are you?
Good, thank you.
God, thanks. All right, so have you worked on a cruise ship? Jeff was talking about how he had an opportunity to work on a cruise ship at one given time.
So, yeah, it's been about 30 years now. I had the opportunity straight out of high school to work. I was on the Royal Viking Line, which actually no longer exists.
Wow.
I was in the casino.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. That's cool.
So you were serving drinks, or were you a blackjack dealer?
No, so actually, I was a cashier, so I worked in the cage, and I eventually did get out on the tables. I did Caribbean stud poker, which they have. I don't know if they have that on land, but they had it on the ship. And I know you guys were saying the boat, but that really, we never called it the boat. We called it the ship. So,
okay. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
And was it fun? Was it an amazing job? You know, you're living on the ship.
Yeah. So it's for young people because it's a whole nother life. The passengers see one life, and then there's a whole nother life on the other side
that you don't want them to see.
Right.
No.
And I just imagine people hooking up all the time with guests. Did that ever happen?
That's taboo.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So actually you actually kind of hook up with each other.
And then you're stuck on a ship with them.
Right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that Bachelor on the island,
right.
That show.
Right. Taboo. Okay.
Yes.
Love Island.
Yeah, there you go. So you work every day for 6 months. That's a contract. So it's a lot of hard work. So when you go, you really need to know that it's not, it's party. That's why I say you got to be young, but you work every day that you're on the ship. So whether you're in the dining room, whether you're an entertainer, the casino, every nation is represented. So like kind of like the Olympics. And then every nationality does like a different job. Like in the casino, it was Americans. In the dining room, it's European. At least this was my cruise ship that I'm speaking of. And, the hairdressers, masseuse, those were the Australians. The laundry, we had the Asians. And everyone's really good. Everybody gets along. And you learn a lot about the different cultures. And I went on it at age 19. And, I grew up in California, so I was used to diversity. And so I really loved it. And actually, as an American, you go on kind of feeling stupid because you only know English.
Okay.
Everybody else speaks five languages, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. But, yeah, you get to know, like, my ship, the passengers, sometimes they were on many, many cruises, and so you saw repeats. And then you have your itineraries where you're seeing islands over and over again. So, you sometimes when the ship docks, being in the casino, I was able to then explore the islands. Not all of the individuals that were working on the ship got, had that luxury to do that. But it was an amazing experience. I now, obviously, after 30 years, have a career. And
stories,
and, I was,
and your stories that you don't tell your husband.
Right?
Well, actually, I met my husband on the ship.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
Was he an American, or was it in the Australian?
No, he was an Italian. He was an Italian who actually worked in the dining room.
Okay. See, there you go.
Look at
he went
that.
On as a 19-year-old. You probably came off the equivalent of a 29-year-old mentally.
Oh, well, yes.
The things you've seen.
Well, that's
and
awesome.
And that's very rare. Everybody said, oh, you'll never meet a person. And, if you do and you marry, you'll never survive that marriage. But we've been married. February will be 30 years.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Job.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Children. Yeah. So, but it's a great experience. I would recommend any young person that wants to travel, make a little money. It's great. But also I one day would love to be able to go on a cruise just as a passenger. I've never been on a cruise.
You should do that. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jennifer. Yeah. Congratulations.
Have a blessed day.
You too, dear.
You too,
take care.
How Jennifer, cool is that?
Jennifer of the Seas.
Jennifer of the Seas. That will be your name from now on when you call the show, Jennifer. Jennifer of the Seas. All right, we got celebrity news coming up next. Molly.
Lil Nas X. His album's finally here so far.
Yeah, we
I
get
love
to that
it.
About 10 minutes. It's good.
You won't believe what it sounds like.
Yeah, stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tea.
On the Big Party Morning Show.
New music. The album that Lil Nas X has been promising has dropped overnight, and it's fantastic. Moderno is the new music that he...
Montero, right?
Montero.
It's not a COVID vaccine.
No, I was going to say, no, it's not. Montero is the name of the album. It's his debut. I mean, we've heard a lot of singles from him, but this is finally him putting out 15 tracks. It's a lot.
We're going to play the first one's called Lost in the Citadel.
So I hit you like what you're getting into.
What track is that?
This is called Lost in the Citadel. That it makes you want to throw stuff through a window, doesn't it?
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way. Like break a TV
right,
or
you're
something.
You're not angry.
No, not
you're
angry.
Just excited.
Oh, it fires me up. Right, this is a little softer here called Am I Dreaming?
Every song, every dream filled with hell from beyond. As I'm seeing.
When I hear that, I imagine myself sitting in an empty room on mushrooms for some reason, being sad and crying. So, yeah.
The video is very
one.
Trippy.
Who's your mushroom
it's
guy?
Super psychedelic.
I don't have one.
And Am I Dreaming features Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
So he's,
all right.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of really cool collaborations on the album, too. Like that one's Miley Cyrus, and the Megan Thee Stallion does one with him, and Doja Cat. Elton John even sits in on one. So it's pretty eclectic. And it's people are saying, I mean, the rave reviews are coming in. I mean, people are like, this is a masterpiece.
The producers are these guys called Take a Day Trip, Denzel and David. It seems like these guys are
legit.
Are legit new guys that are producing everything.
Oh, I like that. Very cool. Jonas Brothers also have a new single out, Who's in Your Head? It's upbeat. And this is, you know, the Jonas Brothers, they're out on tour. So they are doing dates and things like that. I think their wives are along with them. But, you know, they're still a package deal. This Sunday, Emmy Awards. Ted Lasso is expected to be the big winner ahead of, that's like the speculation.
When he wins, Jason Sudeikis has got to do that dance.
He does. I'm a huge fan.
It's also the dance that we saw in What's Up With That? What's Up With That?
Yeah.
It's sort of Jason's signature move. He's got a few of them that he's managed to make now part of his work.
Again, have you been watching Ted Lasso at all?
Yeah, I haven't watched all of it, but I've watched probably 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, I love it so much. Molly kept saying, I need to watch this thing I would like, and I'm like, not so much, and now I love it.
It's just a happy thing. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, it's just happy and upbeat. Mandalorian's another one that's supposed to, you know, probably sweep up and do pretty well. 73rd Primetime Emmy Awards air this Sunday on CBS.
There's just too much good television on TV to watch the Emmys.
Right.
That's my compliment. That's yes. My Emmy Award to the UTV people. I'll be watching something else.
Okay.
I'll be watching something on television. I know, because HBO just dropped like a new limited series that I want to check out. And it's got that Oscar Isaac. It's like Portrait of a Marriage or something.
Okay.
And it's Jessica Chastain and Oscar Isaac. And it's supposed to be just like absolutely
I'll watch beautiful. It if it's happy. I don't want to see something sad.
It looks intense. It kind of looks, I mean, it's a limited, it's only like 6 parts. But it is.
But those are two people I love.
Scenes
Jessica Chastain.
From a Marriage.
And he's such a cool dude, Oscar Isaac.
Yes. And they made a buzz because they were walking the red carpet at I think Venice or something, and they were posing together, and she put her arm out and he kissed like the inside of her arm, and everyone's like, what is that all about? Like that looks like super.
Like the inside on the opposite of your elbow?
Yes. Like, you know, like that kind of intimate, like kissing the inside of your arm.
Well, they're they've been telling on the interviews that they had to film a really embarrassing sex scene. Which I always wonder how they're able to do that on a set with people around, you know, and it's
I don't know how that
you
works.
Know, two people that maybe are married and you have a significant other, and then you got to jump in and make O faces.
Right, because he is married. Works. I don't know if she's with someone. I know he's married.
Can you imagine me having to do that? I would be broke ass vision.
How could people not get jealous?
I don't know. I would be so mad.
But we're not doing anything. They probably put like 6 pillows between your crotches and you're just like,
I don't know. Yeah. You see some of those scenes and I honestly wonder. I watched something recently where I was like, they've got to be naked. Like, I don't know what's between these two people. How are you not really having sex?
We just got some audio of Jeff making love.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got what's trending coming up in just a little bit. Also next hour, Gabriel Iglesias is coming to town, and we got your tickets. Right about 8:20, we'll hook you up. What's coming up, Molly?
What do you got coming up?
Oh, coming up. Yeah. Sorry. Tired Nation. Wow. Apparently, I'm sleeping on the job. Americans need to get more sleep. Find out how much.
All right, stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
This is what's trending on the Big Party Morning Show.
America is sleepy. We are a tired country. A third of American adults aren't getting enough sleep. CDC put out these numbers that we're talking about. An average night's sleep, like we're supposed to get, is 7 hours. And they're saying most people.
7 hours?
7 continuous. Like, not just like 7 hours broken up over the course of a day. But
yeah, in a row. Well, they used to say 8. So.
Yes, they did, and they changed that up. Okay. What do you guys get, roughly?
If I can get 5 in a row, it's good.
Okay. All right. I'm about 6.
I'm about 5. You know, and then usually I've started taking micro naps. I'm trying this new thing.
Micro naps, huh? Oh, it's just like a quick...
So you set your alarm, so it's just like a 20-minute or 25-minute nap, and then like I'll take two of those instead of one long nap.
So do you still wake up sweaty and drooling stuff?
No.
Okay.
Amazing. That's the crazy thing. So this is supposed to be like, it's like I've let myself sleep too long, like where my body's like, oh no, we're asleep now.
I see. I just remember you talking about taking naps and you just wake up drooling all over your leather couch and just sweaty.
Wine 30. Glossy. Right. Wine 30. Now it's time.
That's not even wine 30. That's just Molly having a good nap day.
Are you still heading to Whole Foods and getting strawberries?
Woo! Hit Whole Foods yesterday. Thank God the barista Evan was able to hook me up.
Who's you guys that? Know the names of the people that work at the grocery store that you frequent? Like, do you just go on first name basis?
No.
No, but I look at their name tags. I remember working there. It's kind of nice to like be able to be like, thanks, Evan. You know, like, that is a person. They have a name tag. Like, it's not just like, hey, whatever, dude.
There's a reason why there's a name tag. You're right. But I don't look at the name tags and address them. I feel like it's weird. I don't know them.
I know, but I know, and I'm the same way. But isn't that sad? Like,
yes, it is.
You see these people every day. Why isn't it a relationship?
I know.
They probably don't want the conversation. They probably just not. Look at me like, oh, I hate that guy's face, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's that guy.
There's that guy again. You're going to buy steaks again? And I see you're going to get two and pretend that you have a wife and you don't. Oh,
it is so sad at my family fair.
Or we having guests.
It is so sad at my family fair. They see me coming to the checkout they walk right to grab the key to open up
the booze.
The booze.
To take the booze lid off.
And they hold it up as like, do you have booze today?
There was one day that you didn't have booze and the gal was all confused.
Yeah, she was confused because she walked right up because they come up and do it for you. Well, I didn't need her, but she walked up anyway out of habit. I'm like, I need to go to a different family fair.
They're too judgy.
Even
though they're
up
not
a bit.
I love family fair. All right, so get more sleep, people.
Yeah,
get more sleep because a lot of people say that the average American sleeps poorly 3 nights a week and it actually impacts their productivity at work, which is absolutely makes sense, right? Like, you are tired, you're gonna make silly, stupid, dumb mistakes. The 11 years Nebraska-Oklahoma rivalry is back on. The Huskers are going to take on the Sooners tomorrow. Matchup, we're on the road at Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is 11 a.m.
I'm very excited for this game.
Well,
I'm very excited.
Remember, we had 3 touchdowns taken off the board last Saturday.
Yes.
So it could have been a bigger score.
And in the game that we lost to Illinois, there was a lot of mistakes thrown that could have been touchdowns as well.
You take the mistakes off the board, you add a couple of those touchdowns that we saw last week, which I don't care who you're playing against. Mm-hmm. When you throw the ball into that smallest space, that's a touchdown.
Sure.
There were some big strike plays.
And then our defense, if our defense shows, when they will, the black shirts, I think we could upset them. I'm just saying it.
Or just keep it close. That's what we want.
Sure.
That's all we've wanted since there's been multiple regime change. keep it close. Just literally leave it on the field. You played football.
Yes, you leave it there.
Don't you give that speech? Guys, if you genuinely give it your all today, I don't care what the final score is. But a lot of times, teams don't. And you can point to, you didn't give it your all.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
Yeah, that's not true at all. Why don't you go back in time machine and do gymnastics in high school, Jeff? Why don't you leave it to the professionals?
Leave it on the mat.
How dare
leave
you?
Leave it on the mat. Leave it on the vault.
Sequoia trees are being wrapped in foil to protect them against the fires that are going on in California.
Like a baked potato. Somebody wrapped their house in foil and the fire ran through and burned everything but the house. So now they're putting them on trees.
That is amazing. That is a great idea.
Like a spud.
So fireproof, like aluminum blankets are covering all over in Sequoia National Park. It freaks me out to think that the sequoias in Sequoia National Park would be devastated by this. Like, that's really when we're like, we've failed.
That is bucket list stuff for me. I want to go there so terribly bad. So they're wrapping up high enough to cover them. Those things are massive.
I know. I mean, they're the biggest living creatures on Earth. Or like the biggest living organism on the planet or something. Like, there's like some cool like kids National Geographic fact about Sequoia trees. And they're like the oldest and biggest. And just the fact that, like, we can't burn those guys. The park's closed. Workers who live there have been evacuated. But I think a lot of them have stayed behind because they want to protect the trees. Social media challenge lately that has been making the rounds has kids stealing things or destroying things from schools, mostly the bathroom. Here locally, the Bellevue police posted a message on Facebook yesterday asking parents to have a talk with their kids don't steal. Omaha Public Schools, Miller Public Schools, they say their students have recently stolen things like soap dispensers and mirrors, and then they're posting it on TikTok.
Jeez.
I mean,
Mom, everybody's doing it. So what are you stealing from the bathroom? What can you beg, borrow, and steal?
I mean, toilet seats, soap dispensers, mirrors. Somebody tried to actually steal a sink. Like somebody tried to get the sink out. Like they went in and they saw that they'd been working at that. Like, what are you
doing? The hand dryer in our bathroom still can't see me.
And you know what? I tried it yesterday. I washed my hands and it works fine.
Oh, so there's progress. He's washing his hands now.
Hey. So I wanted to see if it worked.
And did it work?
It did. And I laughed. I giggled in that bathroom because I was like, Jeff, the thing can't see him.
I'm too pale.
Yeah, he's too pale for that sensor to go off, but it works just fine for me. Yeah. So
the dryer's like, you don't have a soul, dude. Get out of here.
We got Gabriel's Iglesias tickets. It's the tour coming up on February 4th, and tickets go on sale today, actually, at 10 p.m. It's Ralston Arena, so if you want them before you can buy them, yeah, you can get them right now. 10 a.m. today.
RalstonArena.com.
On sale. All right, good luck. 938-9400. We'll hook you up with these tickets.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
And of course, we thank you for listening to the Big Party Show. All right, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour, Ralston Arena next year in February, but tickets do go on sale today at 10 a.m. All right, so if you want tickets, that's how you get it, or you win it right here like this lovely lady here, Amanda. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, look at you. Do you do a lot of comedy shows?
I have been to one.
Only one? Who was that?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember his name. I know it was about 3 years ago down here in Lincoln.
Do you remember any of his jokes? Any of his jokes? Anything?
Oh, my gosh. No, that was too long ago.
On an all-new Comedy Forensic Files.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, this is going to be a great show. You're going to remember this one.
Yeah, you're going to have tickets. We got a pair of tickets for you, okay? And who's going to be your awesome partner? Who are you taking with you?
Probably my husband.
Okay. You say probably.
He's going to have to work for
yeah
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, put him to work.
I know, right?
Put him to work. I know he probably does a lot for you as well, but yeah, make him earn those tickets, so that's good. All right, Amanda, hold on the line, okay, dear?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, you betcha.
We are broadcasting from the Exarban Spirit World Studios.
Is that who we are today, Spirit World?
Sweet. Ooh, I like that one.
Until we find a permanent sponsor. Everyone gets sponsored in Exarban. Yeah, we have brand new spanking new studios. As a hockey guy, I'm getting excited because every day when we roll in, I go by Baxter Arena and that ice rink over there, the practice rink.
Mm-hmm.
There's two rinks over there, is lit up.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
And you're going to see guys skating to a morning skate when hockey starts.
See, at the old building, when I drove through the neighborhoods, there was a school over there. It was a swimming pool that was lit up. So it kind of like replaced my swimming pool with the hockey thing. And I know that's weird staring.
Are you still doing the like lazy route into the work?
No, not yet. Okay. The first day I did, I drove around the place a little bit. But then, I haven't really gotten here early enough. I'm still getting used to the drive.
Because I did hear you in the old building like a week ago explaining to someone that you like to take the slow way to work.
Yeah.
And again, I felt like I was in that Geico ad. Nobody cares.
Oh, you know, you're your parents. Right. Like, wow. Tell me. No, please. Regale me.
Was I hashtagging? No. You weren't.
I know.
We can't guarantee you won't become your parents. Look, kids, someday you're all going to become your parents, and it's going to happen way sooner than you think.
That is without a doubt. All right, what we're going to do next, we got Lil Nas. He came out with his new stuff, and it sounds really good. I love it. We're going to play a little bit of that coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay with us.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
If it's influencing us,
we're talking about it.
Ooh. Time to spill the tea.
Lil Nas X's new album, Montero, is here, and fans are raving, calling it a masterpiece. It is definitely a sound experience. He's got all sorts of different stuff going on. Lots of people lending their talents, like Miley Cyrus and Elton John and Megan Thee Stallion.
Pretty well timed, too.
Yeah.
Because he's made such a visual splash. Like, he's been such a... He's been killing it as an image.
Yes.
And then now the music following when we're all looking. Good time to put out music. Because it was almost on the edge of like, all right, start making some music, dude.
All right.
It was very Lady Gaga.
Here is Lost in the Citadel. So I hate your life, what you're getting into.
Parties in here song. Dancing like Flashdance.
Oh, I wish. I wish it was raining. I want to be running in place.
Right, he's running in place. Play the next cut. What's this one called?
All right, this is called Am I Dreaming? Every song, every dream filled with hell from beyond. As I'm sinking, I relive the story.
Every try.
Dreaming.
Oh, it's perfect
combination.
So pretty.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Lil Nas X has come a long way from "Am I gonna scratch my butt on an old town road?"
Yes,
yes.
He's got good producers, good collaborators.
Growing as an artist. Cardi B could be taking the lead role in the Bodyguard remake.
Oh,
the Bodyguard
really?
Came out in 1992. It was Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
Hey, that was one of my favorite movies. Sorry.
Right. Why?
Did
you always want to be rescued? You want Kevin
save
to...
Save me!
Kevin wanted to run out on stage and carry you?
I wanted him to carry me.
Were you wearing the metal suit?
I was rooting for them as a couple. You know, she was Whitney Houston, actually probably playing herself. And he was the bodyguard.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
No, he had that haircut, remember?
Ugh.
What was that thing called? It was a big deal at the time, Kevin Costner's hairdo. Because it was like, what, page boy?
Like a Caesar hairdo?
Yeah, Caesar.
It was the Caesar cut because George Clooney had the Caesar cut at that time, too.
Yeah, maybe that's it because I did, too.
Don't you think, young men, it's time for a new haircut instead of every boy looking like Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, dude, the mullet is coming back heavy, too.
I love it.
Come on.
One of my favorite bands, Bastille, their lead singer right now, has a
mullet?
Sweet mullet going on. And I'm like, I love everything about it. I think it's hysterical. I wish that I could somehow justify getting one myself.
Yeah, because Sideshow Bob's got to go.
It's the big, giant Sideshow Bob. Yep.
Well, so there's banter that Cardi B could be playing the lead role. Maybe Channing Tatum would be the bodyguard. But Lizzo has thrown her hat in the ring. She's got a better idea. She says, how about Lizzo plays the Whitney Houston character and Chris Hemsworth or maybe like Chris Evans could come back.
They're going to throw their back out trying to carry her off the stage.
How dare you?
Because they had a bad back going in is what I'm saying.
Canceled.
And they didn't bend at the knees.
Always bend at the knees, guys and ladies.
It's important. And I never understood that. And I still don't.
You don't?
I still lift stuff and I'm like, I don't know if I'm lifting it right. I don't know if I'm doing this right. And it's like, bend at the knees. I'm like, okay. I don't know, but I'm still lifting with my back. I have no idea. I'm going to probably ruin myself.
When's the last time you carried someone, Jeff, over the threshold type thing? Have you ever done that? I don't think I've even done that. I'm going to do that to the Sweet Wailing today.
I think I've dated somebody tiny enough that my weak arms could pull it off. Because, yeah, here's the one thing. If you ever attempt to do it, you got to pull it off.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's an insult to no woman wants to get dropped because now you made them feel like they're a giant.
Right.
Or hit their head up against the
whatever. It's gals are little. I mean, you can do it.
If you can't lift the Sweet Wailing across the threshold, that is your wake-up call.
What do you mean, my wake-up call?
To
work out?
That you need to, get your upper body strength back.
Okay.
She is a tiny wisp of a woman.
He's making small progress. He just smelled food in our new kitchen.
Unbelievable.
Like a vampire came back here, and he's like, I smell a burger.
That's
unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
I had Jeff go out to the break area to just confirmed that I could smell something.
And then he stuck his head in the microwave and was going sniffing because somebody just cooked something in there.
Oh,
like you look like a vampire. You smell blood.
You have no idea how when that scent hit me, it just ignited everything in my head again. I just want a cheeseburger.
He's a COVID long hauler.
You gotta get it.
That's it. All right, 938-9400. That's in the show. Hey, low it turns. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
Good morning, too.
Hello.
Hey, make sure you hit up our podcast this weekend. I do a lot of work to get that going on there, people.
Right. It's like when mom, you know, you work dinner. Really hard on this dinner, and when people show up late, It upsets me.
Yes.
Mom, it's great. I'm sorry. It's just traffic. And
I want to try something different. I want people to not only listen to the podcast, but share it on their Facebook page or social media and see what happens.
Yeah, help us out, though. I mean, we can always use the help.
Yeah, that's how you keep this show on the air.
We have bosses that are like, does anyone even listen to them?
And we tell them no.
I swear they do.
We tell them. In theory.
Our parents do. Bobby Bagley does.
Exactly.
He's a big fan. I don't want to say big fan and make him uncomfortable, but I'm a big fan of Bobby. Actually, I'm a big fan of anyone that listens to this show.
Right, and it's time to meet our neighbors. We said that since we're here in Exarban that it's like... You know how you go over and you introduce yourself and give them a casserole or they give you a casserole?
Yeah, like a housewarming party type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bounce is telling me that we're the ones that have to bring the casserole.
No, and it's the new neighbors that come in like, hi, welcome to the neighborhood, and they drop off stuff.
Now, are you horrified by that? That you're like, I'm going to have to talk to this guy every day at the mailbox now? Like, are you... You don't like the new neighbors if they're that aggressive that you're like, because I am that kind of an antisocial person that I'm like, I don't.
You're like
have
my
to
husband.
Talk to this guy. I don't want to talk to Gene now that I know him at the edge of the driveway, and that's a horrible way to go through life.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, I talk to all my neighbors and then talk about them. So,
and you're saying your husband is like that?
My husband's like that. He's like, you want him to be friendly, but like, you know, distance. Like, it's like he doesn't want, like, he wants to be able to be on a first name basis, but at the same time, like, my life's my life and I want to come and go as I please.
Well, also,
I don't want to feel like
let's say you're going to go out and get the mail.
Yes.
Right? And you're about headed out the door and you see the neighbor guy is playing with a sprinkler and you think, do you not get the mail now because you don't want to talk to him? You're going to wait 5 minutes and go get it?
No, I'd go out. Okay. I'd have a little chat with him. There's one neighbor across the alley that's super chatty. And whenever I see him, I'm like, if I'm running, like, let's say I'm running to get the kids and I see him, I'm like, this is going to be a conversation. Like, he's the one neighbor where you're like, have to say, hey, I'm on my way someplace. There's no quick in and out. It's usually like a full blown.
I figured you would love that.
I just said it. Unless I'm running somewhere, he's somebody where if you're. Because he's in the alley. So it's like every time I go to my garage, it's not like going to get the mail where maybe you have some leisure time. You're out to the garage because you're getting in your car to go someplace.
Okay, yeah,
I see. Then I run into him and he's, you know, chatty because he's just hanging out working on his car. And it's just free time for him.
Really? He works on his car?
With his shirt?
Yeah, sometimes he's working on his car. Yeah. Sometimes he's like got his, cleaning out the garage. He's just a garage hangout kind of guy. Sometimes he's back there drinking beer.
So there's real man living next door.
Yeah.
That's what bothers Peter. I'm not saying Peter's not a real man, but like.
Oh, no, the guy is like super nice. He's like brought over cigars for Peter before.
Real man.
Peter's gotten him I think it was like, I can't remember if it was like whiskey or bourbon, some bourbon that he liked. So they've like exchanged gifts and it was like one of those things where he's like, well, now I got to get him something because he got me cigars. Because Peter wouldn't normally extend himself in that way.
I'm blown away that you guys exchange gifts outside of a gift-giving reason.
My other neighbor just dropped off cookies yesterday. Just had extra cookies in the house. Knew that we'd, you know, be happy to have them.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Well, look at that, Jeff. You see what's happening? Guy in the alley works on his car, is hitting on Molly. Guy, other neighbor, brings over cookies.
I've got all these guys hitting on me, basically, is what you're saying, right? Like, I'm just surrounded by men who are like, Molly, please pay attention to me.
So So this is Lisa sent a message yesterday that she tried to have an edible arrangement dropped off for us.
She did.
Here at the office.
That looks delicious.
Lisa's a huge fan of the show. And she and her son, Zevin, are big fans of the show, and they are fantastic. And she was texting me because I didn't know what suite number you guys were. So.
Well, she said the delivery, I couldn't find it. So yeah. Somebody in this building ate our edible arrangement.
That's terrible.
Yes.
I'll take wings.
So we got our first welcome.
I'll take wings from, what's the name of that sports bar down there?
DJ's Dugout.
DJ's Dugout. I'll take some wings from those guys.
Pork tenderloin sandwiches.
And a burger.
Yeah, our Friday starts in 30 minutes.
Yes, it does. It's funny because we went down to that tap house yesterday. I have no taste. I smell, I don't know what's happening, but I smelt something today. But Jeff took a bite of that pizza from the back lot tap house. And he's like, oh my God, this is so good.
We both ate the same pizza, and I had to describe what it tasted like. As he was eating it at the same time.
I'm judging all my food by texture.
It's like food braille.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, what does it taste like? All I taste is salt. Everything is just salt.
Yeah, Backlot Tap House, and it's a Detroit-style pizza.
It's
yum.
Cool. It's very good.
That's really
good.
Cool. So the sauce is on top. It's kind of wild.
It's like in a pan. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the girl brought us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right. Good morning, too.
Hello.
Hey, make sure you hit up our podcast this weekend. I do a lot of work to get that going on there, people.
Right. It's like when mom, you know, you work really hard on this dinner, and when people show up late, it upsets me.
Yes.
Mom, it's great. I'm sorry. It's just traffic. And
I want to try something different. I want people to not only listen to the podcast, but share it on their Facebook page or social media and see what happens.
Yeah, help us out, though. I mean, we can always use the help.
Yeah, that's how you keep this show on the air.
We have bosses that are like, does anyone even listen to them?
And we tell them no.
They do.
We tell in theory.
Our parents do. Bobby Bagley does.
Exactly.
He's a big fan. I don't want to say big fan and make him uncomfortable, but I'm a big fan of Bobby. Actually, I'm a big fan of anyone that listens to this show.
Right. And it's time to meet our neighbors. We said that since we're here in Exarban, that it's like, you know how you go over and you introduce yourself and give them a casserole, or they give you a casserole.
Yeah, like a housewarming party type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know Bounce is telling me that we're the ones that have to bring the casserole.
No, and it's the new neighbors that come in like, hi, welcome to the neighborhood, and they drop off stuff.
Now, are you horrified by that? That you're like, I'm going to have to talk to this guy every day at the mailbox now? Like, are you, you don't like the new neighbors if they're that aggressive that you're like, because I am that kind of an antisocial person that I'm like, I don't
you're like
have
my
to
husband.
Talk to this guy. I don't want to talk to Gene now that I know him at the edge of the driveway. And that's a horrible way to go through life.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, I talk to all my neighbors and then talk about them. So.
And you're saying your husband is like that?
My husband's like that. He's like, you want him to be friendly, but like, you know, distance. Like, it's like he doesn't want, like, he wants to be able to be on a first name basis, but at the same time, like, my life's my life, and I want to come and go as I please.
Well, also,
I don't want to feel like.
Like, let's say you're going to go out and get the mail.
Yes.
Right? And you're about headed out the door, and you see the neighbor guy is playing with a sprinkler, and you think, do you not get the mail now because you don't want to talk to him? You're going to wait 5 minutes and go get it?
No, I'd go out. Okay. I'd have a little chat with him. There's one neighbor across the alley that's super chatty. And whenever I see him, I'm like, if I'm running, like, let's say I'm running to get the kids and I see him, I'm like, this is going to be a conversation. Like, he's the one neighbor where you're like, have to say, hey, I'm on my way someplace. There's no quick in and out. It's usually like a full blown.
I figured you would love that.
I just said it. Unless I'm running somewhere, he's somebody where if you're, because he's in the alley. So it's like every time I go to my garage, it's not like going to get the mail where maybe you have some leisure time. You're out to the garage because you're getting in your car to go someplace.
Okay, yeah.
And then I run into him, and he's, you know, chatty because he's just hanging out working on his car, and it's just free time for him.
Really, he works on his car
with his shirt.
Yeah, sometimes he's working on his car. Yeah. Sometimes he's like got his, cleaning out the garage. He's just a garage hangout kind of guy. Sometimes he's back there drinking beer.
So there's a real man living next door.
Yeah.
That's what bothers Peter. Not saying Peter's not a real man, but like,
oh no, the guy is like super nice. He's like brought over cigars for Peter before.
Real man.
Peter's gotten him I think it was like, I can't remember if it was like whiskey or bourbon, some bourbon that he liked. So they've like exchanged gifts, and it was like one of those things where he's like, well, now I got to get him something because he got me cigars. Because Peter wouldn't normally extend himself in that way.
I'm blown away that you guys exchange gifts outside of a gift-giving reason.
My other neighbor just dropped off cookies yesterday. Just had extra cookies in the house. Knew that we'd, you know, be happy to have them.
Guy or girl?
Guy.
Well, look at that, Jeff. You see what's happening? Guy in the alley works on his car, is hitting on Molly. Guy, other neighbor, brings over cookies.
I've got all these guys hitting on me, basically, is what you're saying, right? Like, I'm just surrounded by men who are like, Molly, please pay attention to me.
So this is Lisa sent a message yesterday that she tried to have an edible arrangement dropped off for us.
She did.
Here at the office.
That looks delicious.
Wait, Lisa's a huge fan of the show. And she and her son, Zevin, are big fans of the show, and they are fantastic. And she was texting me because I didn't know what suite number you guys were. So.
Well, she said the delivery, I couldn't find it. So yeah. Somebody in this building ate our edible arrangement.
That's quite possibly, terrible. Yes. I'll take wings.
So we got our first welcoming gift.
I'll take wings from, what's the name of that sports bar down there?
DJ's Dugout.
DJ's Dugout. I'll take some wings from those guys.
Pork tenderloin sandwiches.
And a burger.
Yeah, our Friday starts in 30 minutes.
Yes, it does. It's funny because we went down to that tap house yesterday. I have no taste. I smell, I don't know what's happening, but I smelt something today. But Jeff took a bite of that pizza from the back lot tap house. And he's like, oh my God, this is so good.
We both ate the same pizza, and I had to describe what it tasted like. As he was eating it at the same time.
I'm judging all my food by texture.
It's like food braille.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, what does it taste like? All I taste is salt. Everything is just salt.
Yeah, Backlot Tap House, and it's a Detroit-style pizza.
Yum.
It's cool. It's very good.
That's really cool. So the sauce is on top. It's kind of wild.
It's like in a pan. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the girl brought us her pizza, and I was wearing a Detroit Red Wings hat. I pointed at the logo like, hello.
She's like, I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that means. Weird guy.
But thank you for noticing us and keeping us fed. All right, 938-9400. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. There's a lot of ways to voice your opinion without hiding behind a keyboard on Twitter.
Influence the music you hear on the free Channel 94.1 app
with the open mic to what's trending.
Tap that app.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, that's a show. That's a wrap. What else you want to do?
Go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
Yes.
Any predictions?
No.
They need to win.
Yeah, we just won a good game.
I agree.
That's pretty exciting. Nebraska and Oklahoma, that is legit.
Yeah. In Oklahoma. I think we can do it. I have no problem with this.
My brother is sad because his daughter is a sophomore at UNL. And she says, Dad, nobody cares about Husker football, my generation. She's like, as long as I've been alive, they haven't been any good. As long as she's been alive and aware.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
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 And that makes my brother so sad. But it is, it's the truth.
Well.
And that all turns around tomorrow.
Sure it does.
Tomorrow's the day.
Sure it does.
Mark your calendars.
All right, we'll be back on Monday, though. You guys have a safe weekend. Do yourself good. Damn it, Tuesday, she wanna go up. But
Wednesday, I panic. I'm scrambling. Thursday, just. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so.
Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
Big Party Show.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Will Smith unveiled his dad bod. He's like, I got a little squishy during COVID.
Like, Will Smith, that's not a dad bod, the one yesterday.
No, that was pushing it out.
You guys are going to have to redefine dad bod. Dad bod referred to like a Westo doughy dad. Now we say, you guys are referring to celebrities when they gain 10 pounds that they're dad body.
That was...
Because the original idea when we heard of the term dad bod was a couple years ago, and it was supposed to be this myth that women liked dad bods more than a ripped...
Right.
A ripped guy.
Torso. And we're like, no, they don't. That's a lie. You're just sweet. You're better people. And you put up with it because you fall in love with our soul.
Oh.
It's the curse.
It's true.
Of being the better of the species.
Yes.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.